First, any updates on Hyrum or Chaz or any other guys that got banged up last night?
Obviously, you know, I talked about Hyrum last night, you know, that he hurt his hip, the dislocation there. The other guys are, you know, obviously we are further evaluating some knees, and we'll know more as we move forward.
Did you find anything out when you looked at the tape between yesterday and today, anything you didn't see on the field?
Yes, I did. Obviously, when you get a chance to go back and watch it all, I mean, there was a lot of positives. Obviously, there's also some things to clean up, but I thought, starting with the positives, just the tempo of the defense, you know, the six plays that they were able to play, I thought was outstanding. Obviously, Seabass was incredible in the game. The offense kept the ball for 31-plus minutes, 20 first downs. We threw the ball, I thought, with more confidence and more assurance. You know, there was only one three and out the whole football game, so I thought those were positive. Obviously, there were some negatives, too, with the penalties, our issues in the scoring zone that we have to fix, and obviously the explosive plays that we kind of gave up on defense. But those things in a first game, in a first preseason game, are things that I think a lot of people are trying to overcome, and we will. And but it was good to see some guys really competing and getting after it, and I think we have something to build on now.
Yeah, you said last night that the scoring zone was that you fixed it last year, you know how to fix it. Is that a matter of practicing it more, or is it a matter of changing what you call down there?
No, absolutely. It's a matter of practicing it more. You know, as I said, you know, we've been here for 2 weeks, and we're trying to pack everything in as fast as we can. And sometimes you don't get to hit on all the things that you got to hit on right away. You get little bits and pieces, and as I said, we wasn't trying to truly game plan a team. And at the time, I mean, those times, one time it was Trent down in there, another time it was Cal. Cal's been around me, and we might have had an opportunity to do some different things with him, but, you know, Trent hadn't been here very long, so you didn't want to put a guy in a situation to try to do something he really hadn't had an opportunity to practice. But as we move forward, we'll make sure that those things are all tidied up and ready to go.
You speak to the young guy who didn't play as well as they'd like. Is that kind of one of those, hey, you know, this is something you have to learn from, and it's, and, you know, it's a lot different in the game than it is up here at Napa?
There's no question. I mean, as you... as I keep talking about performance, it's the performance in games. Napa's beautiful, very comfortable, very great place to train and prepare a football team, but when it's all said and done, you got to go do it on game day. You know, when the lights are on and when you're playing against an opponent, it's all about performance. And I think that light is on now. I think our guys understand that, and I think these young guys, they'll come back and fight this week.
Are you comfortable right now with the options you have at backup cornerback?
I'm comfortable because they're young players, and young players got to play to get better. Obviously, it's something that we will continue to look at, you know, as we continue to move forward. But those young guys, they'll step up. I mean, they got to rise up and play, and I expect that they will.
I mean, they can step up.
quarterbacks?
I was impressed with all of them. I mean, obviously, Jason did a fabulous job of running the first team and getting the ball to different people, and that's what we were trying to do last night, is give everybody the opportunity to touch the ball, and got Kevin Boss involved real early, tried to get Marcel involved real early, got Darius Haywood Bay involved early, and Jason did a great job of spreading the ball around, and then Cal came in and he lit it up. I mean, 8 of 9, he was spectacular, and that's what I expect from him. And then obviously Trent, who hadn't been here very long, I mean, I was so impressed with him because here he is getting the information from me and trying to figure it out in his mind and then going out there and executing pretty flawlessly. I mean, I thought he did an excellent job. I know there's a couple of throws he wish he had back, but I thought all three of those guys showed me the poise, showed me the hard work that they put into this, and that they have the ability to lead this football team.
Hey, you could have potentially be one of the most intriguing camp battles for that backup quarterback spot between Edwards and Bowler?
Oh, it could be, no doubt. I mean, because both of those young men are very competitive, and they want that opportunity, and that's what makes it fun. You know, those guys go in every day. They compete in the classroom. They compete on the field, and they're very good friends. It's a very good room and very good chemistry in there, and I think it's exciting.
Now, along the lines of that being a camp battle, you think maybe in some of the other preseason games you might flip it around and give Bowler some extended time as opposed to Edwards just to kind of see what they both can bring to the table?
Oh, yeah, we'll see as we go. I mean, obviously, you know, as you said, as we get closer now, we're getting ready to play a game. So I got to make sure that our first group is ready to go. But there's no doubt, I got to also know what our backup quarterback can do. And I think we got two very good candidates back there that we can pick from.
How did things go with you in game one? You okay with throwing the red flag with the timing, having to worry about all the timeout? We talked with Al up in the box.
Well, I didn't talk to Al up in the box, so let's make that clear right now. I don't know where that one came from, but I was very comfortable. I mean, as I told you, I have very good coaches who give me information. Obviously, I threw the flag last night. It was awesome. The officials were great, other than one couple of situations. But I thought for the first night, I thought it was a great night for everyone involved. Obviously, we wanted to win the game. We didn't do the ultimate, which was win the game. But for a first time, all of us having an opportunity with our team to go play a game, be in the stadium, be on the headsets, coach a game, talk to each other, get our players out there playing against a different opponent, I thought it was a good start. And I think that's all it was a start. By no imagination is that who we are or what we're going to be. As I keep telling everybody, we're going to become something, and I really like what we're going to become.
On one of those drives, when you were inside around the 3-yard line, did you consider maybe just trying to punch into the end zone as opposed to kicking a field goal?
Yes, I did. I truly did. All those things, like you said, all those thoughts go through your mind. But you know, there's a time and place for everything. The thing that I liked about last night is there's so many different situational football things that we got to practice. We got to practice coming out. I got to practice making a decision exactly where that ball was, as you're talking about, at the 3-yard line. We got to work on scoring zone, which we wasn't very good at last night. We got to work at a 2-minute situation. We got to work at the last 3-4 plays of a game. There were so many things that are on this tape to grow from and get better at that we would have already done way back in OTAs and minicamp. You know, and not against an opponent, but things we would have rehearsed over and over and over, and now those things are coming up, and for the first time out of the chute to have all those things happen, I thought it was fantastic.
Which of the offensive linemen did well last night in your eye?
I think when I go back